I really can't believe that you got in a situation where you're laying on a couch with a small little 7-year-old girl all alone. She's dozing off in your arms. I mean, no one knows. No one knows what I know. That a little girl like that is the kind of girl you want to put your hands all over. And here you are on the couch, cuddling with this little child. You've had a wonderful evening together. She likes you. So, of course, she wanted to snuggle up next to you while watching a movie. You laying on your side and her laying right against you, like spooning together. And you've been watching her very, very intently, thinking about how such a cute, gorgeous little 7-year-old is right there, pretty much in your arms. Her mom's not around, no one's around. I bet your hands are twitching, aren't they? Especially when she fell asleep. And you knew that you might could get away with just innocently grazing your fingers against her hip or her arm or even her face. And that's what you do. You do get away with just grazing very softly against a very non-sexual place, like her arm, but her skin, that soft young skin, was just too tempting to not touch. And you've been inhaling her scent, her hair smelling like berries, like strawberries. Her skin smelling the same, that undeniable, just little child smell. And because I know you, I know it's inside of you right now. You are struggling to not just pull her clothes like her little top, her pajama top. You're struggling not to pull that up and just start feeling all over her. Pulling her little pajama shorts down, revealing her panties. That's what you want to do. You want to touch and feel all over a 7-year-old girl. Because I know that secret about you. I know that you crave little girls. And not in a just visual type of way. You're not the kind of pervert that wants to go online and look at pictures of little girls and that be satisfying enough. You're the type of pervert that actually wants to touch and fuck. Isn't that right? A true pedophile. You can't deny that you find little 7-year-old girls so sexy. And maybe it's because you're not supposed to touch them. Or maybe it's because they're so tiny and so innocent. And that just makes it even harder for you. But all I know is that in this moment, you're wanting to take advantage and you're wanting to really touch the places where you want to touch. Even just grazing your hand against your arm probably made you throb. And I already know that because you're snuggling, she's snuggling up to you, that your cock is rubbing against her tiny, soft little bubble butt. I mean, that right there is probably enough to drive you insane, knowing that your cock is right next to a 7-year-old girl. I mean, not inches away. It's right up against her tiny little bottom, isn't it? And you're still struggling. That angel and devil on your shoulder. Maybe the angel is saying, you know, just go off to the bathroom, jerk off. Jerk off about her, then let that be. But then you've got the devil on your shoulder, telling you to give in to the temptation, to let your hands roam free all over her body. Take advantage of a situation. And we both know who wins with a man like you. I don't think you would ever listen to the angel telling you to just walk away because you want to touch and kiss and fuck a little girl so badly that you'll talk yourself into it. But I think you also love that struggle, that internal struggle, the tease. I mean, it's just one step further, isn't it? Because right now, you're being completely innocent, right? You're not doing anything bad. Your thoughts are bad, but you're not doing anything bad. Just one little decision changes everything. One touch of that flat chest. There's no turning back, because once you touch that chest and how flat it is, how soft it is, you're gonna want more, and you want more. Look at you right now. You're nuzzling up against her neck, smelling her more, inhaling her in, getting closer. And you know what else I noticed? Your hips. Do you even notice your hips are moving? You're practically lightly grinding against a 7-year-old. Did you notice you were doing that? All you gotta do is just take that hand, make a decision. Cross the line. Do you want to touch a little girl? Do you want to have sex with a little girl? Do you want to wake her up by touching all over her body? I think you do. I really think you do. I think you want to take that cock out. I think you want to take that cock and open her up. I think you want to kiss and lick her flat chest and her little girlish nipples. I think you want to suck on them. I really do. So just do it. Cross. cross the line, touch this little girl. Touch her. No. There you go. There you go. Now you're doing something. Now you're doing something. Your hands on her chest, touching over her little top, aren't you? I guess you don't care about waking her up at this point, do you? Is your cock so hungry for this 7-year-old girl that you'll wake her up from molesting her? Do you want to feel her flat little tummy? Do you want to feel what's between those legs? Do you want to feel a 7-year-old child pussy? I bet you do. I bet you want to slide that hand over her panties at first. Do it. Just put your hand right inside of those shorts. Feel her little mound, her little slip under those panties. Do it. Touch a child's pussy. And now I think she's half asleep, half awake from you rubbing slightly over her panties. But you know what happens? You know what happens as she turns her head to look at you and smiles? Because just light rubbing against her little child pussy probably feels good. She probably likes the feeling. And so you keep doing it. And you look down at her, her adorable little face looking up at you. Lean down and kiss her. Just kiss her lips nice and softly, gently. Make out with a 7-year-old. Make out with a child while you're just lightly rubbing her pussy. Her delicate little child pussy. She likes it, doesn't she? I think she has a little crush on you because she's accepting every advance that you're giving her. Now, I think you should probably pull her little strap down on that top she's wearing. Let her flat chest free so you can really touch those girlish nipples. Feel those itty bitty things get hard from your finger and your touch. And while you're at it, push her panties to the side. Feel the soft skin of a child pussy. The puffy, tiny, itty bitty lips. So bald and hairless. Smooth. Warm to the touch. That's it. See, it just took one little decision. And I knew you'd be at this stage. When you start pulling her panties to the side, you notice she gets just a little bit uncomfortable. Because, my dear, she's 7 years old. She knows that her little private parts are, you know, supposed to be private. But you lean down and you tell her it's okay. It's all gonna be okay. You relax her and tell her that she's a good girl. And you remind her that you won't get her in trouble. And you tell her, doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good when I rub right here? Shh, it's okay. And she goes along with it. She goes along with it reluctantly as you continue rubbing between those puffy lips. You can feel her little clit under your finger. You can feel her tiny, itty bitty hole. And it's even a little wet, isn't it? And you keep telling her that she's a good girl as you continue rubbing her 7-year-old child pussy. And you decide you're going to take her further. Because I know you. That's all that's going through your head at this point. Once you felt her child pussy, you probably thought immediately, I must get inside of her. I need to fuck her. You need more, because that's the thing, darling, is you are a pedophile, a child fucker, and you will always want more. You'll always want to push your cock inside where it shouldn't go. You can't deny little girl. 7-year-old angels. That's what they are. And so what you do now is you slip up on top of her, and the reality of you being an adult and her being a child really settles and sinks in. Because once you get on top of that 7-year-old girl, you realize how tiny she is. You realize how much bigger you are than her. And it reminds you how young she is. I bet you even would love this more if I said she was 6 years old. Is that right? Would you like her even younger, my darling pedophile? Even younger than 7, wishing she was 6 years old, even tinier, even younger. But on top of her, as you're looking down, you admire how gorgeous she is. Her beautiful, adorable little face. Still smiling at you. You can still see that she's a bit uncomfortable, nervous, confused, unsure, because she's 7 years old. She doesn't know what any of these things are that you're doing. She's 7, so I'm sure the only thing she thinks her little pussy can do is pee. She doesn't know about sex. She doesn't know that men want to push their cocks inside of her. But you look down and you pull her little straps on her top all the way down, revealing her whole flat chest. So smooth and soft. And you keep kissing and licking her flat chest because you can't help it. It drives you wild, doesn't it? the fact that she's missing any kind of curves there that women have. Underdeveloped, prepubescent, flat chest. And she tastes so amazing, doesn't she? Just the taste of her skin. Sweet almost. And you've got your hard cock. Well, you're hard for a 7-year-old girl. You've got it right there on her thigh, just kind of rubbing against her. And you know what's kind of funny? Is I bet she is very, very confused about what that hard thing is in your pants. Not knowing that men have hard things that they like to rub against girls. And you start pulling her little shorts down. And inside your mind, that angel and devil scenario comes back. Like, should I do it? Should I continue? Should I just walk away and tell her she's a good girl and pretend like this never happened? Do I have sex with this 7-year-old? And you struggle. You struggle with these thoughts, not knowing what to do until you pull those shorts all the way off, pulling those panties all the way down, and you see the prettiest child pussy that you've ever seen. So tiny, so inviting. Bald, hairless child pussy. And you know exactly what you have to do. You have to at least feel what it's like to have those puffy lips against your cock, because you're still trying to talk yourself out of it. You're still trying to do the right thing. But you take your cock out. You reveal it to the 7-year-old girl. And you gotta tell her that she's okay. She's a good girl. Because I'm sure the sight of your hard, veiny cock is a little scary to her. A little confusing. And she's also very, very vulnerable, isn't she? Almost completely nude in front of you. Legs spread. Legs spread for you. And you take your cock and you just take the tip of it and move it between those gorgeous, petite little lips, admiring the view of such a size difference. How huge and enormous your cock looks, right up next to a child's pussy. And you tell it, a voice inside says, don't go any further. This is close enough. But then another voice says, let's just push into the lips. Don't have to penetrate her. That voice telling you that it wants to feel inside of those lips. You want to feel her warmth. You want to see those puffy lips spread around your cock. And you do. You rub it up and down, telling her she's a good girl. Your cock pulsing like it never has before. you noticing your pre-cum oozing out against her. But you're throbbing, aren't you? You're throbbing. And she still likes what's happening. It still feels good, but foreign and weird. And then what's interesting is her hips start moving with you. She starts grinding a little bit against you. A 7-year-old grinding against you, liking the feeling of your hardness. And as you look down and you admire how beautiful she is, you can't help but be reminded that you've wanted this girl. You've wanted her since she was 6 years old. She's been a little girl that you fantasized about. Staring at her since she was 6. And everything inside of you wishing she was still 6 years old, because that just makes it hotter. Because let's not forget that I know you. I know how you function. I know that the more forbidden and the more taboo it is, the more turned on and aroused you are. And my darling, why don't you just go ahead and push inside of there? Because here's the thing. You've got a little girl, legs spread before you, completely nude for you, your cock right up against her pussy. You are held up against her hole. Just do it. Stop. Stop trying to deny it. Stop trying to deny and have any kind of self-control, because I know that you want to fuck her. Would it help if you pretend that she's 6 years old? Does that make you want to fuck her more? In fact, why don't you just put your cock head right against the opening? Don't push in yet. Just put it right there. Tease yourself. Enjoy the view of your cock pointing right at her child pussy. You don't have to push in. At least not yet. Put just the tip in there. Nothing wrong with that, right? You like it too much. You like it too much because you want to be a child fucker. You want to fuck this 6-year-old girl. You want to feel inside of her. You want to come inside of her. You want to give this 6-year-old girl your cum. Just stop for a moment and realize how obscene and perverted that phrase is. You want to give a 6-year-old child your cum. These are the things that make you want to fuck her more. I know you want it. I know you want to. Just do it. Do it. Cross the line again and again and again. Push more into her. And as you push more into her, you see she's a little bit in pain. Not much. A little whimper. It's so cute. And it just tells you that, for one, she's 6 years old. Two, You just gotta train her little hole open and go a little bit slow. Allow her to stretch around your cock. Tell her she's a good girl. Tell her that you love spending time with her. And I bet you feel a little tinge of guilt as you know that, you know, you're stretching her. It hurts a little bit. You know, most people would pull away and walk away, but not you. No, not you. You need more. You want to feel deeper. You want to really fuck her. You want to give a six-year-old girl your cum. You want to fuck a child. So just coax her into doing it more. She'll get used to it. Her little child pussy will get used to it. I promise it will. Keep pushing your pedophile cock and that child pussy. And don't slow down. Don't slow down. In fact, once you get in there, I bet she's gonna get a little wet, don't you think? She's going to lubricate for you and allow you to let you fuck that child pussy harder. And I bet you want to stop yourself, but you can't stop. You won't stop, especially when that child pussy gets a little wet. She's liking it. She's liking you going deeper and deeper. Even moaning a little bit. A six-year-old child moaning from getting fucked by a pedophile like you. And something comes over you, doesn't it? Something comes over you once you really start getting into it. Because here's another thing, another layer that I can peel back. I know that you want to force fuck her. You want to force fuck her hard. You really want to give it to her. Then do it. Do it. And lean down and whisper. Tell her it's going to be over soon. As you keep grunting and thrusting into her. Just tell her that you can't stop because she's too pretty. But really, you just can't get enough of that child pussy. It feels good to thrust into that tight hole and fuck a child. It feels so good. Tell her she's a good girl again. And tell her that you've got a present for her. You've got a gift for her as you're thrusting harder, really getting into it. You have a gift of cum for her little child pussy. Yes, you've got a gift of cum. Your little six-year-old cum angel is what she is, isn't she? Your six-year-old to come inside. Give her a child your cum. Give the child your cum, that six-year-old child. You knew this was going to happen from the beginning when you started touching her. There was no stopping this.